I go to the tonight. We appreciate the invitation to come out and be with you. We've been looking forward to it. Brother Casey Waits, he normally sings baritone for us, couldn't be here, so Brother Tyler agreed to step in. So y'all pray for us what we do next.
Thank you. I used to think everything was okay, and I was just going about my way, and I thought I was okay, guy. I thought I did a lot of things well. I thought people might think a lot of me. I'll give a little money here and a little money there. I would give the shirt off my back to help somebody, but I tell you today, a lot of people think that'll get you to heaven, man. It's not our works that'll get us there. But thank God you must be born again. I tell you, that soul right there, it sat there and tell you, I wasn't that bad of a person, but it don't matter how good you are. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have what it takes today. But you must be born again. Oh, there Nicodemus, he asked him, he said, what must I do? He said, you must be born again. Nicodemus in the flesh, he simply said, how can I be born again of my mother again? But I'm glad today, I'm glad that his flesh is flesh. I'm going to thank God that the Spirit is here.
Amen.
Amen.
We must be born again in the Spirit of Jesus.
Amen.
He died on the cross that He might send a comforter to us. That comforter sends a message to Jesus, and Jesus turns right to God and says, one of my children need a little help. From that tonight, we've got all we need in Jesus tonight. Thank God He saved those sinners. He saved those sinners tonight. Thank God for you.
Because He loved me, He died.
Yeah.
You know, He's just as near as you will believe. Once it's fixed to your heart. Once I got it out of my head and it got down here, it wasn't really that hard to begin with.
Yeah.
Y'all pray for it. We've enjoyed being here. We're going to sing this last song, Because He Loved Me.
Hey. another verse of that, if you don't mind, will you?
I was hoping y'all was going to ask.
Yeah. Well, hallelujah. Bless us.
Produced a body, yeah. But they couldn't produce a body, yeah. Because he had risen.
Little John said he is present. this John that they sung about right here in this first verse.
Yes.
And that right there always gets me every time I hear about that, about John.
Yes.
If you read the Bible, every time you read about John, you always find him in his bosom.
Yes.
Right there just holding on to Jesus.
Yes.
I'm glad today I found myself there one day. And I'm glad that I'm still there. If you want to get there tonight, you can get there. All you got to do is believe and trust in Him today. And you'll find yourself just right there leaning on Him. I thought about when they were all there up on that upper room. And there was Jesus told him, He said, one of you will betray me. If you read a little bit close about that, you'll find all of them was saying, Lord, is it I? And then another one said, Lord, is it I? But when it got to John, he said, Lord, who is it? Yeah! You know why he said that? Because he knew it wasn't him. I'm glad that if you get close enough to the Lord, you'll know just where you stand at with him today. Thanks be to God. When they were over there, when they were fishing, guess where John was? He was in his bosom. Peter said, what is this man going to do? What is he? He said, what's it to you? If he shall stay until I come back, just follow me. Thanks, Brother God. That's all God wants us to do today. Don't worry about anybody else. Just get as close as you can and follow Him today. Thanks, Brother God. It's been good to be here. I'm glad for God's Spirit. I'm glad for that just wants to just pull a little bit closer. Just come on and pull a little bit closer unto Him. And guess what? I'm glad I'm missing it tonight. I'm glad I'm missing just how much I love Him tonight and how much He's done for me. I'm so glad tonight that we're able to meet amongst His children and feel His Spirit tonight. Just pull up close to His bosom tonight, would you? Let's sing that first verse one more time. Listen to it now.
They were singing a song a minute ago about Abraham and Isaac.
Yeah.
And all day long, Brother Will, I searched, tried to pray, and Rode on the lawnmower all day thinking about the service tonight. What, Brother G.R., would he have me to preach? Which way to go?
Bless you all.
And I'm going to be honest with you tonight. He's gave me some scripture tonight. And I'm going to tell you, there's some strange things happening this week at Rock Baptist Church. But I'm going to tell you, sir, I'm going to follow the Lord tonight. And I'm going to give it just like Brother Tyler. I'm going to give it right back to you tonight. There's somebody here, Brother T, that ain't done what God's calling him to do. I don't know what it is. But I know there's somebody here tonight needs to move. And I'm just going to do, Brother Tyler, the best I can tonight. And I'm going to read the... You might say, there's been two preachers testified. I guarantee you, they preached enough for the whole world to be saved tonight. I'll be honest with you. These two men I have respect for and I have trust for. And they gave me the word tonight. But the devil said, well, they testified, they preached a little bit, but they ain't been no word. But I'm about to read it tonight. It goes right along with the service this far. Y'all pray tonight, Lord. I know the Lord's wanting to do a work in this place tonight. I feel it with the inside of my heart. Maybe it's just for me tonight. But I guarantee tonight, the other night we was listening, we put it on Facebook where they could watch. We had 400 something views. But I don't know, Brother Teddy, who's watching tonight. But I know that God's got a reason for everything that He does. And His ways are so much higher than our ways. And I guarantee you tonight, church, we need to get in a place where God can use us tonight. We don't need to let nothing hinder us tonight. We need to be obedient. We need to have the faith. I guarantee you, it'll please God as well as be obedient to what He's trying to do in our life. He's got a work for each and every one of us tonight. And I guarantee you, if you sit in that bench tonight and you don't let God work in your life, I'm going to tell you tonight on the authority of God's Word that one day after a while, you're going to be sorry for that. That's true. You might say that's hard. But God's got a purpose for each and every one of us tonight. I was thinking about something earlier today. There's a line that you always heard I guess there's young folks down the playground and we fight with one another or brothers and sisters and say, won't you cross this line right here? How dare you cross this line? I guarantee you, God's got a line, Sister Sherry, that you will not cross. Because if you get to that point, you cross that line, brother Lee, that's the place you don't want to live. Right. I guarantee you, God's going to get glory out of your life one way or another. Right. I'm going to read just a minute, but I'm going to tell you something tonight, church. He's got a purpose for us, and it's to worship Him. Amen. I was thinking about Isaac and Abraham, and I'm going to read that verse right here that stuck out to me. I tell you what, I came this way, I said, Lord, I don't have to preach. I was trying to give somebody else, Brother Teddy. I prefer my brother, but I guarantee you, this verse, Brother Tyler, boy, it got all over me a minute ago. Oh, that was Genesis chapter 22. I'm going to read one verse, I believe, the Lord being my helper. Verse 22, verse 4, it says, and then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes. And I'm going to tell you now, we need to open our eyes up tonight, church. God's got a work for us to do, and we need to get to do it. I guarantee by his obedience, he took Isaac, there's some young men with him, he made them stay where they're at, and up the way they went, and God told him, Lord, to give him back to him. You know what? He got up there, he had the knife in his hand, he had the fire, and he had laid Isaac down. Isaac was asking him some questions. Yeah. He was saying, Father, Father, where's the sacrifice? And Abraham right then and there was going to sacrifice him. He was going to do what God told him to do. He wasn't going to question God. But let me tell you why he done what God wanted him to do, Brother Tyler. Because he knew God would raise him up again. Yeah. It was the will of God. I guarantee you tonight, if we get to serve God, God will, there's going to be some things happen. I guarantee you it's going to happen. And about that time he raised his dead back, and all they said, Abraham, Abraham, I believe if I'm not wrong, they said twice. And you know what? He got the angel of the Lord up, started speaking to him. He turned around, he saw a ram. I guarantee you, there was a sacrifice. And instead, he saved his life right there. God's not even trying to save your life tonight. How did you not know? We're not promised tomorrow. I was out on the lake a couple of weeks ago, and I tell you, the storm come up, and it got me all tore up out of shape. I was scared to death, but let me tell you why I was scared. You can laugh at me if you want to, it don't matter, but I know the authority of God's Word. He's got the power to take us out. He's got me to see it. And the next storm come up, and that lightning bolt went probably within 500 yards, but I knew to get off that lake. I tell you tonight, God gives us some sin, and it's up to us whether we're going to use it or not. You know what? He gave us everything that we need.
Right.
I believe, Brother Teddy, there's a lot of people that's out in the lake today or tonight that ain't got a bit of sense. And one day at their work,
either you're coming out of a storm, you're in a storm, or you're about to go in one. And that's the truth. A spiritual storm, maybe a storm of your life. I don't know what it is. I want to preach on Facebook the other night. You might say, well, you preach on that all the time. Brother Ted, that's what was on my heart.
Bless your heart.
I was out of the storm. But you know what? Thank God that somebody has some faith. And I want to read another verse if I can. Over the book of Hebrews. I've never thought of seeing this before in Hebrews chapter number 11. Everybody usually reads the whole verse, whole chapter, and they preach on faith. But I want, oh Lord, be in my heart, I want to read one verse that says in chapter 2, chapter 11, verse number 2, for by its elders obtained a good report. I guarantee you, there's some elders around here, and they want to give you a good report. You know what that good report is, Brother Tyler? And that God can save your soul. That God is the good elders that have preached and stood in the way that, you know what, that was preached in my life and died so when I was 14 years old or 13 years old. No. Thank God that there's the people today that are still standing in the way, trying to preach and trying to warn you that you know what, there's a day coming where that judgment, that you'll face judgment, and you'll either be cast in hell or you'll go into heaven. But let me tell you something today. God is faithful and He's just to forgive you of your sin. You don't matter what you've done. I think a lot of times that we look at one another, and y'all just pray tonight. I'm going to preach it whether you like it or not. There's a lot of times we look at one another, well, Lord, help us tonight. Help me, Lord, tonight. We look at one another and we want to look at everybody else's faults, Brother Teddy. But you know what? If we get that mirror, each and every one of us got faults. And we need to realize where we're at before we start looking at everyone else. I was thinking about my flicker lights. And I was thinking about being out there. You ever been on a boat? One time we went out going fishing. We went to deep sea fishing one time. And we left out early before sunrise. And we got out there and you can see the light. But you get so far out there, 8 or 9 miles, those lights go away. And then it gets dark as dark can be. And you know what? The Lord, if you've been saved, we got a light inside of us.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of times, we let sin get so thick in our life,
bless
we get away from
you.
The Lord. We can get covered in that sin in our lives. Just flickers. It gets smaller and smaller. I believe if you've been saved, you won't ever go out. But I think it can get so small, you can barely see it. And I'm afraid of the church
Yeah.
And let their light get so small you can barely even see they've been saved. Lord, help us tonight. I'm just going to tell you tonight, we've got to get in the center of God's will, each and every one of us. You can't depend on nobody else. That's what I'm trying to get to. You can't depend on mom and dad. You can't depend on grandma and grandma. It ain't no family plan. You got to get it for yourself. And you might say tonight, Josh, I've been in church all my life. That come from my ear for grandparents bringing me. But I guarantee you, I heard a preacher preaching, if y'all was here a couple weeks ago, Brother Max preaching about his grandkids that are lost. And I'm telling you, you know what? You can do all that you can. And you can bring your children up right in the house of God, but you cannot make the choices for them.
That's right.
All you can do is live a godly life and live a Christian life in front of them so that light will shine and be so bright. I believe that that bright light is shining, it'll be far off that people can see it. They might be coming down the road. You know what? See that sign out there? They're flickering everywhere, and it puts off a light in the dark. You know what that's showing them? There's something ahead. When they get on close, you know what they realize what it is? It's the church. That's how we need to be in our lives. We need to flicker as big as we can. And for the Lord, that ain't for our own glory. Lord, help us. But for the Lord, that's not Lord. Have somebody look and say, what you've got is so different. Why are you so happy? Why are you so joyful? And you know what? If you ain't joyful tonight, you know what it is? That's your own fault. That ain't the Lord's fault. It's your own fault. You know, joy. Boy, when you ride with the Lord, there ain't nothing nobody can say to you. Making somebody say the worst things to you, talk about you like a dog. They can talk about your mom and your dad. But if you got the love of God in you, they won't bother you one bit. You know what you'll want to do? You won't want to hurt them. Not one bit. You want Brother Tyler, you want them to have the same thing you got. And you know what you're doing? You just get on your knees and you pray for that person.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that, you know what God wants. is not too short, but he can't deal with somebody tonight.
Right.
Don't be so looking around at everybody else that you miss the mark.
That's right.
Thank God that Abraham, he had enough faith, had enough sense about him, that it was his only son. On the third day, he would have said he was going to do it. There's just something about that third day. There's something about third day. It might not be instantaneously that God just give you the victory in the storm that you're going through. It might be a year. It might be a long time.
Right.
You know what? You might not get victory on this side, but I guarantee you that God's able.
Yes.
He's able tonight.
Bless.
He's so able tonight, Brother G.R. He's able to heal your heart. But you know what? There's too many people concerned about what they can do.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll just go on a vacation. I'll go on a cruise. I'll get out there on that ship. I get a lot of times that people went out there and you say, well, that's just karma. Let me just tell you something now. How many times you put on the news and people fall off those ships out there? You know why? You know why I believe they fought those ships? I believe they got such a bad place in their life and their hearts that they got drunk or on drugs or something happened to them, and you know what? They fell off the boat. Are you in the boat tonight? Are you just riding the waves? I believe there's a lot of people just riding the waves. They float in the water about neck deep and they wait on somebody to come by and pick them up. I guarantee you.
Yep.
There were some people, there were some men out there on the water one time in the building. I think about the third or fourth watch of the night. And you know who can walk on that water?
Yes.
The Lord.
Bless.
And when they saw him, they got scared.
That's right.
They were scared to death. But you know what, this, what he said to them? Be not afraid. It is I.
That's right. Amen.
It don't matter what nobody does to you. But it does matter what you do. How we react, how we act,
bless
made
everything. Yes, bless him.
If Abraham had reacted a different way, Isaac would have been dead. I believe if he had done what God told him to do, I believe God would have made an example out of that man. They don't tell him what he would have kind of suffered if he would have went through. But if you're doing what God wants you to do, boy, and you might be about to do something you shouldn't do with your own mind, I believe God has stopped you.
Bless you.
I believe the Lord stopped a lot of us in our tracks. We were somewhere the other day and we got stuck on the road or traffic, and I said, Lord, I said, we're running behind, but you know what? The Lord might save your life. He might save your life tonight.
Yep.
You know why he might save your life? If you've been on the road and not somewhere else, you might die.
Bless him.
You know what? It might not be you. You might have hit somebody, killed them. God is not to be mocked.
That's right.
Yep.
God will love you, but I guarantee God is a jealous God.
Yeah.
And if you don't do what God has you to do, God can get your attention. Just like I said a minute ago, there is a line. And that line can be crossed. You put something before God, no matter what it is, it's wrong. It breaks the commandment. The first commandment, thou shalt have no other God before me.
Yeah.
You know what that means? Nothing comes before God. Nothing.
Bless you, Lord.
How many times have we put something before the Lord?
Amen.
Oh, me. How many times have I done something? But you know what? God's able to change things tonight. I guarantee you. Bryce, I'm going to get you saved in a minute, brother. I didn't know I was going to preach this song.
Bless you, Lord.
This time last year, the church was facing a trial that we never faced before. We was in a situation, Brother Ted. The church and your family we never been in before. We didn't know which way it was. What was going to happen? But you know what? God had saw us through.
Yes.
By His mercy,
yeah,
and His grace,
yes,
and His healing touch, God gets the glory.
Yes.
And God should get the glory in your life.
Amen.
In my life. Don't think that something can happen to one person and not happen to you.
Right.
People got afraid and people got away from the Bible because they think it's a fairy tale. They think it's not true.
Right.
I've even had people tell me, oh man, wrote that book. Well, they were right. Man did write that book. But with the authority of God.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something tonight. What are you holding back from the Lord tonight?
Bless your heart, God.
What are you holding back? I guarantee you we've all held something back.
Oh yeah.
And if I could say what I think it is within my own self, you know what I think that we hold back? I think we hold ourselves back. We don't want to give God ourselves. We have too much pride. We're too self-centered. We think that we have a better life or a better way. The Bible says the way of treasure is your heart. And let me tell you what transgression means. If you're not in sync with God's will and you're doing whatever you want to do, don't think, you don't care about what God thinks, you're a transgressor.
That's the Lord.
You don't have to be a murderer or a child molester.
Right.
You don't have to be any other ungodly person to die and go to hell. I often wonder how many preachers' children have died and go to hell. How many deacon kids have died and go to hell? How many song leaders kids have died and go to hell? I said that to say this.
Bless your heart, God.
Somebody is watching each and every one of us.
Yes, amen.
We will be held responsible, and this is the saddest thing. We will be held responsible by our own actions. Just as much as God can bless us, we can do things within our own self that can hurt people, that can hurt families, that can hurt churches, that can hurt communities. You say, well, how can I hurt a community? Have you heard about the mass shootings? When these boys and girls would get so full of the devil and they'd go shoot up a school? Shoot up a church? You know what that does? That hurts a community.
Yes.
That hurts a nation. Sin kills.
Right.
But thank God there is a remedy tonight.
Yes, indeed.
I didn't say all that to push you down, hurt you. You know what I want? I want true revival.
Amen.
You know what I'd like to see? Including myself, including my family. I'd like to see every member of Rock Baptist Church in this altar. I'd like to see all the missions in this altar. You know why? So that we may get exactly where God has us to be. So when the light shines out upon us, and people see us, they might say positive things. They might say, look at that member brought into church. Look at how they're acting. They're not in the place they shouldn't be. They're not doing things they shouldn't be. They're not saying things they shouldn't be. It's serious tonight. Every one of us.
Oh, that's it, Lord.
Revival begins here.
Yes.
Within each one of us.
Yeah.
I've been in service house before, 74-year-old man gets saved.
Praise the Lord for that.
I've been in things before, 4-year-old girl gets saved. God can work.
Yes.
But you know we got to do our part. What are you holding back tonight? What are we holding back tonight?
Bless you.
Don't hold yourself back. God might want to use you tonight. It might be your preaching. It might be your testifying. It might be your witnessing to somebody say, the keeps him out of hell. I guarantee this, and I'm going to say this about Billy. If we stop playing church and get serious with our own self between us and the Lord, it would be amazing of what God can do in my life. I got neighbors that are lost. Some that I don't even really know. But I believe they're lost by their actions and the way they live their life. I got co-workers that are lost. I got family members that are lost. And if I don't let my light shine, if my light gets so despicable and little, I'm afraid that their blood will be on my hands. Have you considered late night? Maybe the Lord wakes you up and you can't sleep.
Tragic things are not going to happen in our lives.
I believe that they will, because the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. But I know when those tragic events happen, that God will have you by the hand, that He can walk hand in hand with you, and you'll have peace that passes all understanding, peace that the world will not understand, peace that cannot be described, peace that cannot be told. God's able to do tonight for each and every one of us.
Yes, He is.
And we'll step out of faith. What if tonight that your life can be changed forevermore? Forevermore. Tonight. God's able tonight. It's our unbelief that's just the problem. Brother Tyler preached a wonderful message Monday night. I just sat there and squalled because do we believe? There's a lot of times that people believe that God's possible. He's able to do all these things. But they do not, and we do not let Him. We do not let Him have control of our lives because we do not surrender our lives to Him. We surrender, I mean wholeheartedly surrender to God. God will do His part. You might not have thought this is the way service should have went. But I'm telling you tonight that each and every one of us will answer for tonight.
Oh yes. Amen.
I'm about done. There was one service that I was in where God was wanting to break something. He was wanting to break some chains that was holding me down. It was in a revival service a couple years ago. There was preachers all in the house. The church was completely full. You know what the devil was telling me? He said, don't move. He said, if you move, they'll let people talk about you for a week. If you move, they'll think you've been doing some kind of gross sin. Because you know why? He had me banned. But I didn't listen. And I've been struggling with something for so long that would bother me because I've been looking at everybody else. I went down to that altar that night and I let the Lord have it. And I felt like I could shout out because He broke those chains and some strange things began to happen that night. People went and got Vivian's wedding ever was there that night. People went and got water and started washing each other's feet. Preachers started washing each other's feet. People got right within the church. People were saying, I talked about you. I've been saying, I've been murdering you with my tongue. And they started shouting, Brother Teddy. You know why? Because God broke the chains that was hindering those folks.
Bless your heart.
There was people that went to God saved. God broke the chains. Not only were the things that were hindering me, but I believe to the top that things that were hindering that church are those people. God's able to break it tonight. Stand with us tonight. Go ahead, Brother Bryce. Okay.
There's no other way. Anything.
First, I had a thought that Josh was
Heard the reference of God being as a spare tire only when we, and how true that is. Now I got to thinking about something, and coming to this revival, I didn't think I was just going to show up and it just, you know, I was just going to go with it. I didn't think it. I was just coming, and it turns out it has turned into something that I didn't think it would turn into. And it's been more of a blessing than I thought it would be. And I got to thinking about something the other day. Something happened, and I had the thought of, what if I wasn't here? I had that thought. What if I wasn't here? Who would miss me? And I thought about that, and then I started thinking about people. And different people have blessed me in my life. And Nanny said something to me, and I guess it just kind of stuck. She said something to the phrase of how good God has been in your life, how much you've been blessed. And that just kind of stuck with me about His love and how much He does love us. You know, we do wrong every single day. And even if I was just talking about myself, how much wrong I do every day. And He still loves me, and He still blesses me. And you know, you think about that, and I don't mean to add on or disrupt anything, but if I could, then I relay a lot of stuff back to the song. And if you'll come up here, Sandy, there's a song that for a while I never understood, yet I sung. And it talks about God's love and stuff. And if you listen to it, if the way I'm going to sing it, just listen to the words. And how I want to do it, I want to just slow down the verses, speed up the chords. And just listen to the words of it and think of your own life and think of people.
God dips His pen. And tonight, this morning, I sit down I'm going to church tonight. I said, okay. We may ask him what else to say if he thinks, because he's going to get here early for one time. So I got in the car and I rode and I had the long coat skirt. I said, I got to go change. So I got out of the car and I went in and changed. Come back out, he was 7:20. And I said, what you got to do? I said, I don't know. So we got to the end of the road and I forgot to put my car somewhere. So I had to go home again. Ron said, it's 7:30. What are you going to do? At first, I said, just forget it. I'll go tomorrow night. Ron said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to church. I said, I thought it was good. He said, but we're going to be late. I said, but it won't be the first time. And I said, I have to go to church. And I, God knows how much I love Josh and everybody. It's just, they just have something that can't be explained. But I told Ron on the way over here, I said, right, is the wrong color shoes on? Want to see everything in? I don't care. I said, I'll sit on the back row if you don't have to. But I've got a really good message. And, of course, that, I think y'all know that that Colin's our grandson. We got him when he was 2 days old. He's been through a lot. But he's not a Christian. Mother and daddy that have brought him through his 17th years. His mother was on drugs so bad that he had them in him to, after he was taken out, you'd have to get him to hold him so tight because he was jerked so bad. But God put him through that. Everything's great. And in any way, to the grocery store one night, his mother was catching him. She never seen Colin before. So she asked him if she could hold Colin. And they told her, yeah. Colin was 6 months old. Colin was 4 months old. She found out that she was 6 months pregnant again. And it went long till somebody come to Eddie at the jail and said, Colin's mother got healed. He said, said she was going to have some babies. And said, the man here on a motorcycle took 4 hours to find her back. And now, every Mother's Day, Colin goes to that grave and puts a rose on her grave. So we never know what we're going to face down the road. But he has been a blessing to us. Like you never know how much he means to us. And it's just, I think that's such a good blessing to life. And I told Ron, I said, I'm not going to let the devil keep me out of the service. I said, I just can't. I have enjoyed it. I ask you to help pray for me that I can get through this and make me stronger. I just want to be strong myself. I want to have a little bit of the strength and the joy of God. Because I have better than what she had. But look at her. See her all the time. Somebody goes to the altar and we count on Sharon. So I just want to tell everybody thank you for praying for me. Still be praying. I'm glad that God has come back to Sharon.
Anybody? You stand your feet. Come on back. Thank you for everything you do for us.